Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Trump has taken the correct stand in closing the PLO office in Washington, D.C. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, on about the time that the United States was marking the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, President Donald Trump and the administration announced that the Office of the General Delegation of the Palestine Liberation Organization, or PLO, in Washington, D.C., will close. This move leaves the Palestinian Authority, previously known as the PLO, without any formal presence in the U.S. Capitol, and comes after the White House said it was cutting $25 million in funding and also had previously cut another $200 million in funding for the Palestinian Authority. Previous presidents just simply went on and continued to fund this organization that advocates terrorism against Israel and Jewish people.
Yeah, it can't be denied. Previous presidents have contributed billions of dollars to this terrorist organization that, combined with Hamas, has acknowledged over and again that they are taking American taxpayer dollars and using them to kill Israelis and, yes, to target Americans as well. This is a long time coming, and President Trump, finally, the one president who steps into office and has the guts to do it.
You know, I agree. I mean, just think about 9/11. Just alone, almost 3,000 people were killed, injured over 6,000. So it's more than appropriate that we give the boot to the PLO. We don't give them a place. We don't recognize them in the United States because they're behind the deaths of thousands of people.
Now, yeah. The PLO is called the Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, and it was renamed Palestinian Authority after the 1993 Oslo Accords during the time of Bill Clinton. The name changed from PLO to PA, or Palestinian Authority. It's the same group. Now, the PLO ultimately had an office in Washington, D.C., and the purpose of that office was for what? So that they could have peace agreements and move toward peace with Israel. Well, the expiration of that office occurred in 2017, and there was a previous waiver to allow them to continue there in November of 2017. But, you know, from the whole time they've been there, including when they had the most recent waiver to allow them to stay, the PLO, the Palestinian Authority, has not taken any steps to advance peace or direct and meaningful negotiations with Israel. In fact, we have just recently stopped paying $200+ million to the Palestinian Authority because they use our money to fund terrorists, to support terrorists who commit murder and crimes against Israeli Jews, and they also fund their families while they're in prison or after they're dead.
For example, there was recently a 17-year-old youth, Palestinian Authority, who killed an Israeli Jew. So for that, he will receive a lifetime salary, as probably as well as his family, too.
Yeah, and they're not getting our money now.
Right.
But they were using our money to do that. So this person that was just in the news that actually killed, I think, a 45-year-old father, killed him. He has children. And now that, because his act was actually murder of a Jew, he'll go into prison, but he'll also get paid.
Right.
By the Palestinian Authority, and his family will get lifetime benefits.
Well, that just shows you how they're training children at a young age in how to kill.
And they said that they will not stop funding terrorism. In fact, if they have to choose between funding education for their kids or funding terrorism, they're going to choose terrorism.
They're educating them how to kill. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. Which betrays their priorities.
Right.
I mean, of course, we shouldn't be surprised that they're going to put, you know, funding terrorism over funding education for children when children are just pawns in their terrorist game. They literally strap bombs to them
right.
and send them into pizzerias and on buses to blow up and kill innocent Israeli women and children.
Well, you know, they might as well stop funding the education anyway, the Palestinian Authority, because the education that they do give to these kids, they radicalize them.
Just mind control.
I mean, you can go and look at palwatch.org as an example, and you'll see videos, contemporary videos, that they also that happens in the public schools where they have plays and they bring kids up and they reward them for their songs that they teach them against Jews. They actually have plays where they put on suicide vests. They mimic beheading people. These are little kids, right. little kids like that would be in the equivalent of our elementary schools. They use the Palestinian radio and the Palestinian TV to radicalize them. And they say they're not going to stop. And so we have had presidents, Democrat and Republican, who knew this or should have known this because it's pretty easy to know. And we still throw them hundreds of millions of dollars thinking that they're going to change. Well, they accept our hundreds of millions of dollars and they continue to kill Jews and radicalize their children. You can't radicalize an entire generation that Jews are pigs, that they're Satan, that you need to kill them, that all of the land is called Palestine, that the Jews have no place, and then expect them to engage in land for peace. How can you have peace with someone that you believe is Satan? And that's how they are being taught. So not until President Donald Trump has someone taken the right stand, and that's one of the things that I like about his positions. Don't get distracted by all the junk you see in the media. In fact, you know, Google News, if you ever look at your news, I have used that as one of many sources for many years. And now, in the last year and a half, they bring up as so-called top news, Slate, Salon, Al Jazeera, Huffington Post, off-the-wall radical liberal articles, and they make it look like these are top nationwide important articles. There's a whole effort of the media. Google is certainly part of that effort to distort what's happening, to get you distracted, to get you discouraged, to radicalize even their followers, to ultimately stop the progress that America has made, particularly with Israel, but in every other conceivable area, whether it's life, religious liberty, the government, employment, etc.
And let's not forget Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Between all of them, they control nearly 100% of the content on the internet. And yet, President Trump was still elected. The support, the American support for Israel is still at an all-time high, despite the resistance and leftists' hatred of Israel and support of radical Islamists. So, you know, even with all those platforms weighed against him, weighed against those who support Israel, the message is still getting out.
Well, you know, Mahmoud Abbas, who is head of the Palestinian Authority, he's, what, in his 13th, 14th year of a four-year term?
That's interesting math.
Think about that for a few moments. Seriously.
Fuzzy math.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Is that Common Core?
It's a four-year term, but he's literally way beyond his term and never had a re-election. But he has refused to meet with Vice President Pence when Vice President Pence flew all the way over there to meet with him. No way. He's not going to meet with him. So they don't want peace. They never did. They want to eliminate the Jewish people. Mahmoud Abbas, I think when he did his dissertation, is a Holocaust denier. Now, if you deny that the Holocaust actually exists, or you say, well, the Holocaust is the Jews' fault, then guess what kind of mentality that
is?
What
an insult.
Means that you want to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
That it's the Jews' fault if they get annihilated again. And we've just played the game, and we paid the money, and we've gone through the motions, and now this president says, no, enough is enough. We need to ultimately get serious, and this president has. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. I hope you join us for our journey to Israel. We are going next year at the end of March, early April. You can go to our website, lc.org, or go to our Christians in Defense of Israel website. It's cidisrael.org/tour, cidisrael.org/tour, and you can sign up to journey with us in this amazing land. You will have a life-changing experience, and you'll not read the Bible the same way again. So join us for our tour in 2019, the end of March, early April. Hope to see you there. And pray for Israel, and pray for this country and for our leaders. Go to lc.org for more information and also to support Liberty Council. Click on the donate button, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.